Hey, it's Brenton Thwaites, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
They did it again, Kelly Raspberry.
They
hooked me.
Who did what?
The Bachelor people.
Oh, The Bachelor.
Honestly.
3 hours left.
Yeah.
All the guys in the office were talking about this morning.
It was man room.
I watched.
You know why I got hooked? Because I went in there thinking it would be the worst season ever, and it's, at least from the previews, it's looking like it's going to be one of the best.
All I could think about was how crazy about Juan Pablo we were. And
how he turned on him so quickly.
Yeah, we turned on him. So maybe this year will be the opposite.
It may not. Based on what I saw on the previews, we may turn on this guy as well. We'll talk to Reality Steve coming up in about an hour. He'll be in here. He already knows who wins. He always does.
Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe Kelly, since she has not a lot of love for one-lip farmer guy. Prince Farming is what they're calling
him
on the back.
He's a nice guy, but way to sell the package. I live in a town with 400 people. My best friends are old men, and we sit around drinking coffee.
Talking about corn.
There's one movie theater showing one movie. You need to call ahead before you drive into town. Make sure you want to see it. Who wants that life? I know there's somebody that does.
I know.
And I know it sounds blissful.
Those girls seem to say they want that.
Seriously? So. And then all the women that show up from Iowa to sit in the audience and cheer them on, they all go apparently to the same beauty parlor because they have the same haircut. They have the same, little
save it, save
Sally's.
It.
Hair salon and boutique because they're all wearing the same statement
small
necklace.
Small town, Kelly. Small
it's
town.
It's like this.
I know.
It's
this is what.
It's not a life that I know. I'm born and raised in a big town with 4 million people. So
thank God for our farmers. It's not that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're selling a fantasy on The Bachelor.
Yeah. So
they've had princes or people who, by some connection, 5 generations back, has some royal connection.
The Firestone guy, the guy that owns nightclubs, airline pilot.
There's supposed to be a fantasy element to this.
He owns a lot of acres of land. Oh, that's pretty good.
Did you see him knee-deep in that corn, Kelly?
That looks hard.
No, feed. I'm sorry. That was feed.
Going out to fish with your daddy.
That looks so hard to farm.
There's so much wrong with this. And what is up with his lip? It's there 1 minute, it's gone the next.
We'll recap
Where's
The Bachelor from last night.
Maybe
with Reality Steve.
I feel like such a horrible bee. Everything I say is just so mean.
I know. Facebook page that says Chris's top lip, since I have one for Denzel's bottom lip. And they can friend each other.
Yeah.
We'll get to that's the thing about The Bachelor. People who don't watch it get mad at us for talking about it. But you should watch just because you hear how passionate we get.
And it's dating advice. Like,
and fellas.
Really, really
or is
good.
Is it?
Really good dating
or
advice.
Is it,
no,
because
this dude took one girl that he should not have taken.
I watch with my daughter. She's 8 and she loves the rose ceremony. I'm sorry, I'm talking about it too soon.
I know, it's fine.
I get so passionate.
Just quick.
And I sit there and say, look at how these beautiful girls are ugly because of their behavior.
Exactly.
Then he picks.
It's great dating advice for what not to do.
But then he picks them.
Because a dude will always take one chick that he knows he has no business taking.
You just got to remember.
I'm so mad.
You got to remember, it's a TV show, and maybe producers have a little bit of a hand in there.
I don't know.
As long as he gets the ones he definitely wants, they want
to
have.
Producers that picked Chris to be the Bachelor.
Anyway, we'll have Reality Steve, and we'll talk Bachelor in about an hour or so.
Another reality show on last night was The Celebrity Apprentice.
I watched again.
You watch that too?
Yeah.
How? Because
I do. I get the pause, and then I got double play, so I pause and I watch.
I'm gonna go back. I DVR'd it. I'm gonna go back and watch it in peace tonight.
Okay.
Anyway, Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Rudy from The Cosby Show.
This was from Sunday night. She was the first person who got fired
because she wouldn't call Bill.
Yeah, Rudy from The Cosby Show. Everybody's like, you should have called Bill Cosby. Donald Trump said the reason I'm firing you is because you didn't call Bill Cosby to ask for money. So yesterday she was on the Today Show, and she explained why she didn't call him.
I know the Cosby Show is in reruns, and everyone assumes that we're this family that, like, has dinner every Friday night. But the reality was I hadn't spoken to Mr. Cosby, and I felt that it would be kind of tactless, you know, very rude to call someone and be like, hey, so let me have some money right now.
And I ain't got his number.
I respect her.
No, she has her number. It's just, you know, that's the point of the show.
Yeah, right.
You kind of know if you've ever watched a season of The Celebrity Apprentice.
You're going to have to do this.
There's a point in the show where you call your rich friends and ask for money. It happens every season.
I call you. If I were on there, my first call when I need to call a rich friend, Kelly Raspberry. That'd be my call right there.
And then
some of Kelly's friends.
Eminem being sued for stealing lyrics from this rap group. They're called Hot Styles.
Never heard of them.
With a Z. Hot Styles.
Hot Styles. All right.
They claim Eminem copied part of their song, Lookin' Boy, for his song, Rap God. So tell me what you think.
You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day, looking boy. Hey, looking boy, what you say, looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey, looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for sh- get out my face, looking boy. Basically, boy, you're never gonna be capable to keeping up with the same pace, looking boy, cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap.
Okay. Okay. Really nice.
Okay, well, he was
saying, well done, Eminem.
He was saying looking boy repeatedly, and that happens to be the title of Hot Styles' song.
We looking boy, you slow looking boy. Dirty white sock, you toe looking boy, you rat looking boy. Will you marry me? Splat looking boy. Whoop go bird back, lip looking boy. Midnight train, last night looking boy, you pole looking boy.
But I've heard guys saying that on the street.
Like, looking boy?
But looking boy, mm-hmm. Whatever you're saying
know,
about
that. Do
you
hear the beat? Do you hear the cadence? Do you hear JC? When songwriters and music, a few notes can be, you can steal three or four notes and have a case.
Eminem's not stealing from people. He's Eminem. The song is called Rap God.
The evidence is there.
There's no evidence. Just because he said looking boy.
I just heard it. Did you hear it?
I heard it.
There's no evidence.
He's got a case. I mean, they got a case.
Are you kidding?
I don't think they got a case. I'm not saying they'll win. I don't think this one's blatantly obvious like some other ones.
Jenna, you got my back on this?
I feel like I'm about to throw up right now. I'm sorry what you were arguing. See, I'm like sweating and I'm doing that.
I'll be honest. You're a little pale.
What's going on?
I don't know. You might. You are a little. I'm not just trying to be funny.
I know.
Pale.
I'm seeing you're sipping water. I sit down because I'm like, oh.
You might be
pale earlier.
Yeah. You want me to touch
your
forehead?
Come on, Jenna. That'd be a great storyline for 2015.
Yeah, and you can find out who the daddy is.
Pregnant Jenna?
Definitely not.
Be like Mari?
We're going to name the baby. She's going to American Doll stores.
You are not the father.
I'll be okay.
All right.
Girl? I noticed you were really pale. You didn't look good. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or funny.
I know. I know. It's
Kelly
all right.
said shout out when you walked in.
Yes! She's not going to make it.
You're not the whitest one on the show.
Hazel's mine! All right. Anne Hathaway and her family claim to have created the grossest holiday drink of all time. Last night, she told Jim... Oh, this is going to make you throw up.
Earmuffs.
Last night, she told Jimmy Kimmel about the combination of white wine and a Christmas beverage.
Chardonnay.
Oh, wow.
Ew. Yeah, do you get it right back there? So,
I like that a lot.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
So that happened because one of us, I'm not saying it was me, drank a little bit too much and had what we like to call the Chardonnays. And my cousin just shouted out, hey, Chardonnay! And we all kind of went, and then we kind of got into it and we were like, oh my God, Chardonnay sounds like something the Real Housewives would market. And so then we imagine Bethany Frankel, who's a really, really sweet person, like marketing it, and all of a sudden there was gonna be Skinny Girl Chardonnay. And like then for vegans, there would be Skinny Girl Sugar-Free Chardonnay.
Hold on, Bethany Frankel is a sweet person?
Lost me there.
Chardonnay.
All right, whatever.
I bet they bought the website. Terrible. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston talking to CBS about her Golden Globe-nominated performance for that movie, Cake.
Mm-hmm.
And even with her serious role and trying to get away from the tabloids, all anybody is paying attention to from this interview is that she still talks to Brad Pitt sometimes.
It's more of a media-driven topic, you know?
You've moved on quickly.
Well, everybody has.
Quickly.
Do you guys still talk? You and Brad?
We've exchanged good wishes and all that sort of stuff to each other, but it's not a constant thing.
Well, that's okay.
You know, I mean it's weird. This is the media's fault at this point. This is ridiculous.
They have no business asking. I mean, who cares?
It's ridiculous. And if she does anything less than respond graciously,
right?
Without any hint that this is annoying me at this point, then we're all mad at her.
Yeah.
So she's in a no-win situation here. I feel so bad for Jennifer Aniston. Everybody's always speculating she's pregnant if she just, you know, gets a little gassy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And everybody, why can't she get married? Nobody will marry her. How about everybody else in Hollywood who's not married?
Good,
she's
too.
In a committed relationship.
Girl's looking good. Yeah.
I don't get the deal with that.
She might need a little dose of swig of Chardonnay.
How about a Monday night wedding?
That's weird.
Incredible. I'm so happy about this.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. They got engaged in December, dated for about 7 months.
Yep.
And they got married last night. They tried to pull off a secret wedding, you know, just a small wedding at the home that they share in Beverly Hills. But, you know, caterers, some florists, there were some party bands pulling up.
Maybe it was a bachelor watching party.
Yes.
They could have tried to say it was an engagement party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They started showing up and setting up in Cameron's backyard. Kind of gave it away. Not a whole lot of details on the wedding yet because we don't really have any photos, but we do know that Cameron had a bachelorette party over the weekend, stayed the night with some girlfriends at a hotel. They had a rehearsal dinner at the house Sunday night. The wedding was last night. About 90 guests. Drew Barrymore and Nicole Richie were bridesmaids. Nicole and Joel's son, Sparrow, was the ring bearer. Reese Witherspoon, Gwyneth Paltrow, right. Samantha Ronson were also in attendance. They did their vows inside the house and had the reception in tents that were set up in her backyard. They released a statement saying, "We couldn't be happier to begin our new journey together, surrounded by our closest family and friends." I don't know.
Good for them.
I love it. And if you've never... The odds are you haven't met Benji Madden. He is the nicest.
He's a really nice dude.
So is Joel. Right. Both of them. Both
the They're guys. Just nice. And I know he's covered in tats and people have impressions when you see somebody. That's literally a book you can't judge by its cover. I think this is great. I am so happy for her.
They're both romantic dudes.
Love it.
Yeah.
They have just as good a shot, a whirlwind romance, as somebody that's been together 7.5 years and gets married and they're divorced 3 years later. I ain't speaking of anybody in particular in this room. Uh-huh. But maybe it's me. Here's something that's quite interesting. Okay. Blake Lively, you know, she's pregnant. Well, yeah. She was pregnant, Al. She actually already delivered the baby in December.
Okay.
Earlier than schedule. I thought that was rather a
little
quick
bit
pregnancy. A little bit premature. Yeah. But here's the thing. You know, she's married to Ryan Reynolds. JC's, I don't know, is he still your idol? I don't know now.
Yeah, he's still top five.
A source says the baby came early, but everybody's happy and healthy.
Okay.
They've got their home all prepared, so I'm guessing that means the baby's not home yet? I don't know. But we don't know the sex of the baby, even. They're not releasing any information. I'm hoping, you know, preemie
babies
could be just fine. Maybe the baby, he or she, needed to be in the, you know, the hospital a while to make sure the lungs are fully developed or whatever. We don't know. Everything is speculation because they're releasing zero information. All we know is the baby's here early.
Huh. All right.
That's all we know.
We're going to talk Bachelor premiere coming up here in a little bit, but a little Chris Harrison news because he's so likable. You know, he split up with his college sweetheart and wife of many years, Gwen, a few years ago after it was rumored that he was hooking up with multiple different contestants on the show, some castoffs, right? And then his marriage ended. He never admitted to any infidelities, but he did say he tried to jump back into the dating scene quickly after the divorce, but he just couldn't handle it. In a new interview, Chris Harrison admitted he could never be The Bachelor because he said hooking up with a bunch of people is too exhausting. He said he's tried it, but he's just not that kind of guy. He did say it would be interesting to see his ex-wife as The Bachelorette. He said there's a part of me, the producer side, that knows it would be epic television, good or bad.
That's weird.
No, you don't want your wife doing that.
And then you're hosting the show?
Yeah. Sure, she loves hearing that.
Yeah,
like, you're so over me. If I can pull it together.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can do it.
I have some great beauty trends, some quite odd actually, that are debuting this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple that are lingering around from the end of 2014. Like the sweaty look.
The sweaty look?
What?
And extensions that aren't for your hair on your head or the hair on your lashes, but for somewhere else. And a lot of women are going to be very interested in this new procedure. And I actually think I might try it.
What?
I'll tell you my top new beauty trends of 2015 if I'm not throwing up in the bathroom. Next.
Getting even the littlest win in the morning is reason to celebrate. So the Kid Credit Morning Show and Belvita Breakfast Bites want to hear your morning wins. Tweet them to @KidNation along with the hashtag MorningWin. Then JC will create a song from the best ones and perform it on Friday. The Kid Credit Morning Show.